Hello all sentient beings and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the... On this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we review IDW's Transformers issue 14. Another collection of Transformers manga is coming out to the West next year, and a veteran Transformers UK comics artist has been announced for TF Nation 2020. Today is Friday, November 8th, 2019, and this is episode 154 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that can't wait for the inevitable Teen Titans Go! Transformers manga crossover. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, what's up?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
How's it going? Let's talk Transformers.
From Texas.
What? No, I was doing my accent. That was just my normal way of saying hello.
Howdy.
How you doing?
All right. We mentioned this in the toy show, but just wanted to mention it again to, you know, if you didn't know, a friend of the show and awesome artist Alex Milne has recently had some health issues and had some major surgery. So please keep him in your thoughts and prayers. And we wish Alex a speedy recovery. Hope you're doing well.
Those robots got to get drawn.
But get well first. All right. As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal to keep the show going. You guys are awesome. We really appreciate your support. And thank you for continuing to help us out. If you'd like to become a Donatrion, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. Another way you can show your support is by buying some merchandise from our T Public store, and that's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. You can also check out K-Girl's store, who's our awesome artist friend who's done a lot of work for us in the past and has her own designs up at tpublic.com/user/superstarK. And today is November 8th, so you can check out the sale that's going on at TeePublic. Everything is 35% off, and that includes T-shirts being sold for $13. So from November 8th to 14th, so that's all this week, this sale's going on. So check it out. It's an awesome time to get some TeePublic merchandise and do it through our link because that helps us out. We also want to congratulate the 6th anniversary contest winner, Kevin. Congrats, Kevin. You're our big grand prize winner. You were, you know, we announced it in the toy show. We drew it at the toy show. So if you didn't get a chance to listen, Kevin won. So sorry, everyone else. Kevin won. Hope you enjoy that Respect the Prime vinyl CD, or not CD, vinyl record, Decepticon vinyl record. It's not a CD.
It's a really shitty CD. It's made of vinyl. The laser doesn't read it whatsoever.
And the Respect the Prime EP CD, that is a CD, and a Transmissions t-shirt of your choosing. So hope you enjoy those prizes.
So when you get it, remember, the big one goes on the record player, the little one goes in the scene.
Exactly. Also, we want to just mention the some big news from Distortion Productions, the and our friend of the show, Jimmers, who is the producer of all the Respect the Prime albums. To complement the Respect the Prime Constructed Cold CD that he did last year, they're going to put out a Respect the Prime Forged CD. So this is the companion that will be coming next fall. So fall of 2020. And hopefully should be in time for TFCon in the fall of next year. So a new Respect the Prime Forged. So that'll be another album from Distortion Productions. I believe it'll be original music inspired by the IDW comics again. And those CDs are really popular. So Jimmers has told us they're really selling well at the different TFCon. So if you're interested, you can go to Distortion Productions, distortionprod.com, I think. Or we'll have the link in the show notes. Don't worry. You can order them online. or pick them up at various cons. Check them out. Also, want to remind you that Empire of Rust episode 10 will be out this Monday, November 11th. So if you listened to the last episode of Empire of Rust, you know there was a bit of a cliffhanger. The fate of Sweet Spot will be revealed in episode 10 of Empire of Rust. So hope you enjoy it. Now, let's get into some comics news. Okay, in comics news, we mentioned that the Drift, IDW Drift miniseries is going to get a Japanese translation. It's being listed in the Amazon Japan store. Now we've got a new cover by Nagi Miyako. So you can see this cover image. And looks pretty cool. Drift, Drift cover, and features Drift and several characters from the miniseries. It is very close to Alex Milne's style, I think. So it's nice to compliment the original art by Alex Milne in the book. So you can check this out. It will be on sale November 29th. For 2,420 yen or $22. This is the Japanese release of the Drift miniseries in Japanese language. So if you can read Japanese, this might be for you. It's not for me since I cannot read Japanese. So
yet.
There you go. Sure. Yet. Yeah, let's go with that.
Just give you a weekend free, right?
Sure. Next up, we've got the next Transformers Generations book for 2020. This was announced that will be out on December 10th. This is from Hero X. This is the Japanese series. This is the yearly series they put out, which gives, you know, kind of a year in review of all the Transformers produced in that year. So this one will be out December 10th. We don't have any additional information or pictures or preview art, but you can look forward to that. It's usually kind of a list of all the toys that came out that year. You know, we look forward to them. And the last bit of Transformers comics news is that the Transformers the Manga Volume 2 by Viz Media has a listing on Amazon.com, and this looks like it's going to be out May 12th, 2020. This is going to be 344 pages, a hardcover. It's going to be priced at $24.99. Volume 1 will be out February 11th. I think we talked about that earlier on the show when it was announced. So this is Volume 2. So I think these are the chances for a non-Japanese audience to look into the Transformers manga that was produced in Japan. I believe this will be translated into English. If you're already in for Volume 1, here's Volume 2, so you can get that a few months later. This might be something I'll pick up here. This cover is very interesting. Megatron has some huge teeth there, but it looks like, I think the manga tied in pretty heavily into the Japanese cartoons too, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it's super Japanese art with the long antenna and stuff like that.
Yep. All right. So now let's move on to our comic review.
For our comic review this week, we have Transformers number 14, written by Brian Ruckley. Art by Anna Malkova, pages 1 through 3 and 6 through 17. And Bethany McGuire-Smith, pages 4 and 5 and 18 through 20. Colors by Joanna LaFuente, letters by Tom B. Long. And the editors are David Marriott and Tom Waltz. Cover A has Sideswipe, Strong Arm, and Cup, ready for some action. And this is by Keizama and Josh Bertram. Cover B has Starscream seeing everything go into go up in flames. And this is by Priscilla Tramontano. And retailer incentive cover has Megatron, Soundwave, and Starscream all on the precipice of something. And this is by Sarah Petridge Roche. Daryl, which of these three do you like?
There's a couple good ones here this week. Really, they're all good for different reasons. Mm-hmm. The Kazama one's really good because it really brings me back to the previous series, Optimus Prime, especially with that Bertram coloring. The Sarah Peter DeRoche cover is really, really good because it's Sarah Peter DeRoche, and you can't really, you know, do much better than her. But I think I'm going to have to give it to Priscilla Tramontano's cover because, I mean, after reading the book, and we'll get to it in a minute, this cover really kind of encapsulates a moment in time in the story, and the look on Starscream's face is just great, and I really like this cover.
Yeah, I agree with Daryl. All these covers are really nice. It's cool to see all these art. I mean, these are some of our favorite artists here. Kazama, Priscilla Tramontano, and Sarah Peter DeRoche. Although I am going to have to give it to Kazama. I really like her cover. And, of course, Josh Bertram's colors in the style of the previous Optimus Prime series. I like her take on Cup, Sideswipe, and Strongarm here. And Sideswipe, especially with his super cheesy... I think they'd call that a shit-eating grin there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is where he's just been told, oh, you can go and blow some stuff up.
But yeah, I definitely I like that pose. Also, this does evoke, I mean, it's not a particular scene in the comic, but the tone from these characters in the comic, I think it's it captures that nicely. So yeah, I'm going to pick Kazama. And Josh Bertram, of course, with the colors.
Yeah, I have to agree with both of you. The there was not a bad choice this month or this issue, and I'm agreeing with Charles in that I saw the Kazama one. I'm like, oh, this is, you know, being a Sideswipe guy. I'm like, oh, this is great. I love her Sideswipe. But also, is that like a little, like, charm thing hanging from Cup's gun? Like, it's a little pink thing, and it just looks like, you know, like you would see like on, you know, a kid's phone or something.
I didn't notice that until you pointed it out. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, I was just like, what's that pink thing on his gun? And then it looks like it's just a little thing hanging off of it. So it's like Cup's grandkids got a hold of his gun and decorated it. It's also neat to see Strongarm, kind of, you know, newer character, just kind of integrated in the story. And, you know, I don't think she gets any lines in the book itself, but, you know, it's nice seeing these newer characters kind of just becoming a part of, you know, just the cast that they can all pull from.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get into the book itself. This is The Change in Your Nature, Part 2. It starts with Ruckus and the other risers. They're still holed up inside the Titan. And Ruckus orders the others to shoot at this drone that the security forces have sent in. And the drone is pleading with them not to. I don't know if it's a radio transmission or what. But while they do shoot it down, each drone that's been sent in has given Chromie and Springer a bit more information about these risers' identities. Chromia then checks with Javelin, who's manning a sniper rifle near her, to see if they can see anything new. But as Chromia is getting the report, a riser shoots Javelin in the head. Around the rear of the Titan, Sideswipe is now joined by Cup and Strongarm. Sideswipe is trying to justify their actions so far to Cup, but the older bot isn't having it, being a veteran of the previous wars. Chromia radios in to let them know that she's going to breach through the front, and when she does, Sideswipe is to go in through the back side as well. In Iacon, Prowl is trying to convince Nautica that she's not going to get anywhere by talking with the Voyne. He's already tried everything, but she says that just shouting isn't going to have any effect with them. Nautica ends up having a very productive conversation and finds out that the Voyne that was killed was a very important one, and there are going to be some bad consequences from its death. In the Titan, Chromia orders Flak to shoot some flash missiles into the eyes of the Titan. As she's doing that, Sideswipe sets charges on the rear entrance and takes out one of the risers as the door is blasted inside. Lolode is standing in the entrance now, and he treats the stunner charges that Cup shoots like they were nothing. He changes to his drill form and goes after Strongarm, but Sideswipe jumps in and detonates a stunner right in a damaged section of Lolode's arm. He hobbles back inside and throws the door back at the entrance, and Sideswipe reports back that they weren't successful in breaching the Titan. As Chromia finishes with getting this report, Senator Soundwave shows up and lets them know that he plans on going in to negotiate. Bumblebee and Alita One will go with him while Refractor and Acid Storm remain to observe. Reaching the Titan, Soundwave says that he'll go in alone against Alita's concerns, but Bumblebee sneaks in behind him. Above everyone, a screaming sound is heard as Starscream makes his appearance. Springer complains about the pretentiousness of the screaming sound, while Chromia just grumbles that everything's just gone to hell this cycle. Starscream says that he's only here to observe, and then he checks in with Refractor and catches up on what's been with the Ascenticons. Inside, Bumblebee watches as Soundwave talks with the risers. He wants to know what they know, and while they initially say that they don't know anything, they let slip that Soundwave helped Barricade get out and that they know Shockwave is in charge of the rise. Soundwave leaves his staff in there, saying that it'll prevent surveillance, then leaves, telling them to wait for further contact. Bumblebee gets out just in time, and then Soundwave tells them that there's a lot of explosive material in there that's unstable. Bumblebee is surprised at that statement, while at the same time, Starscream notices and wonders when Bumblebee joined Megatron's guard. All at once, the Titan suddenly explodes. Elsewhere on the planet, Landmine and Geomodus are surveying some geysers. Landmine says it's time to leave, as all their gear has suddenly been melted and it's not safe. But Geomodus notes that something is changing under the ground. They then see the explosion from the Titan in the distance. In Iacon, Megatron also notices the explosion and damns everyone for what they have done and what they are going to have to do to avoid a catastrophe. And to be continued. I felt this was a very strong issue. I really enjoyed reading it. Seeing we got a good mix of action and just general plot advancements. Like, keeping most of the story on the whole Titan setting, I think, was good. Not too much going back and forth, but then at the end, we're seeing kind of the effects that this explosion is going to have across the planet. And I think Starscream, we get a hint of his kind of attitude, but also being in charge of the intelligence side of things. I'm guessing that like Refractor is one of his agents inside the Ascenticons. So I don't know. It's just, I saw a lot of pieces coming together, and I don't know. I just really enjoyed it. I thought the art was really good this issue. And Daryl and I were actually talking before we recorded and how, like, neither of us really could tell when it switched from one to the other without kind of going back to the page numbers. So, you know, this one was I think with this whole arc, it's a lot better. Just the setup was so long and plotting that now we're actually getting to a lot of the payoffs. And, I just thought it was a much better issue than what we've gotten in the past. Charles, what do you think of this?
Yeah, I have to agree. I'll start with the art because that's something that I really enjoyed this issue. Both Anna Malkova and Bethany McGuire Smith have really come into their own in terms of. They're relatively new artists. I think Anna Malkova was a fan artist, mm-hmm. And now she's done professional work here. But I think giving them the chance to take on the whole book, where they've been doing fill in, combined with Angel Hernandez, and now they get to control the whole book. I think it's really shows how it's nice to have a consistent art style on the whole book. And like you said, the switch between the artists was not very noticeable. Their styles work very well together, and I like both their styles. Of course, Joanna LaFuente's colors are great as usual. I mean, she's been doing this for a long time, so she really knows how to keep the book looking consistent with her colors.
And a nice stabilizing force over multiple artists.
Yeah, exactly. And I just think everything came really well together. All the action was very well done, the dynamic and all the motion. You know, we have a couple of nice transforming scenes here, and you know, the little transitions where you show the bot going from alt mode to robot mode and back again. And I think just everything came together well. I mean, it's also nice. It's interesting to see how these action scenes play out when they're all kind of doing things with kid gloves. Like everyone, since we're at peacetime, technically no one is trying to kill each other. So they're all trying to do this like semi non-lethal weaponry.
At least no one on the kind of quote good side are trying.
Yeah.
I mean, you see one of the risers, you know, shoot someone through the head.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, since it's Transformers, so they're fine. and I liked and so, you know, just getting into the story, I liked how the intrigue that was set up is kind of paying off here. Like a particular Soundwave is trying to keep the situation, like keep the fiction between the Ascenticons and the Rise going. And, you know, he's about to negotiate the surrender, but then, you know, Ruckus has to run his mouth, and, you know, it's like, you know too much. So Soundwave, of course, can't have that, can't have anything getting back to him or the Ascenticons. And yeah, it's just really, I like how the story's going and how we see now how the road to the Decepticons is shaping up here.
Yeah. Although I really do like the Megatron is just, I mean, he's seeing the path in front of him and he knows he's going to be going down this path, but he's not happy about it.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah. So, and I like, I also like the character choices here. Like we get a nice mix of new characters, like new original characters here, in addition to just, you know, kind of a mix-up of characters. Like we've got Cup in here. He's introduced here, of course, as the veteran warhorse. Strong Arm, you mentioned already. That's mm-hmm. that's a nice addition to the cast. And, you know, the Javelin, so, you know, just a nice... you know, she's just there to be kind of a sniper that gets wounded, but you know, it's nice to have just a random character. I just like her design, and you know, it's just to have a new character design being put in the comic is cool. Yeah.
And Lolo is the one we were last issue trying to figure out what their name was,
right?
And then Flak is another new one. I really liked that vehicle design.
Yeah, and that's a MicroMaster, so that's one of the new MicroMasters that's currently in the Siege line. That's it's currently out. I think I have him. I think the toyetic nature has been kind of downplayed here in this one, so we don't see too much of the 5mm portholes on the characters anymore.
Yeah.
So I hope that's gradually getting moving away from that. So that's good. Yeah. So overall, I think this new arc has been moving in the right direction. So these last two issues, I think, have been a showcase of a good direction for the story. So I hope it continues.
Cool. Daryl, what about you?
Yeah, I was actually pretty impressed with this issue. You know, like you had said, we had had the discussion before the show about the art and how the art's improved quite a bit, and how we really couldn't tell the difference between either artists, and that's good. This had a lot of action in it when compared to other issues, you know, in the series. And I mean, we got a massive explosion. We got a bot getting shot to the head. We got somebody else taking some serious damage and surviving that, but likely not surviving later. but yeah, I mean it's comics, so until we see bodies, they're not dead. So I was pretty impressed with it. You know, I like the action. The art was pretty good. I even liked, like, when Soundwave shows up and he's like, I'm going to go in and negotiate. I appreciated everybody saying, you know, he shouldn't be going in there, you know. Obviously, he shows up and he's now in charge because he's a senator, right? But he really shouldn't have jurisdiction on this kind of thing. But I guess
he just kind of forces himself in anyway.
Yeah, it's Cybertronian politics, I guess. Obviously, Bumblebee noted that he left his little staff when he came out. You know, maybe he should have mentioned that to him. He said, oh, you know, Senator Soundwave, you left your stick thingy in there. Maybe we should go get that.
He saw you know? Soundwave say, you know, I'm leaving this. It'll prevent surveillance.
Yeah, I know. But he, you know, Soundwave didn't see, or maybe he did, or maybe, you know, but that's the whole thing, is that he could possibly expose something later, saying, you know, when he comes out saying, hey, I you forgot your little stick thingy, and go back in to get it, or say, why don't we go back in and get
it? Well, I mean, he notes that when Soundwave said that there were explosives, Bumblebee's like, they did? Because he didn't see any.
Right.
So, I mean, I think Bumblebee is onto them. And I think Alita's going to follow his lead.
I like the touch that's with Starscream. On how when he landed, they noted that he doesn't have to make the loud noise. It's more like entrance music for himself. Yeah, so I liked that. Yeah, there was some small things here, but mainly this book was about action, and I appreciated that.
They're like, here's one for Daryl.
Yep.
I thought that was funny because, you know, I've never thought of Starscream's name implying that, like, when he flies around, he's actually screaming. And this is the first time that, like, he's actually... they've actually had him like use that to his you know, as an effect that he screams through the air. So that was cool. Yeah.
And also, it's not mentioned much, but you get a little bit of landmine in here from the Unicron trilogy. So I can't remember which actually part of the trilogy he's from, but he's definitely in there. And you don't see a lot of those characters make appearances.
Is
in
that
this,
actually the way he looked in the Armada trilogy?
Yeah.
It's Energon. I just actually looked it up on the TF Wiki. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, he's Energon, I guess, and that's what he looked like. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm not a fan of the Unicron trilogy, but it's cool to see the figures.
It had some good figures.
Make
the fiction wasn't the best.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, I appreciate that, and it's nice to see them pull in characters from all sorts of different iterations.
Yeah, no, I like the kind of like issues that they gave him, where he was trapped like underground after he had like gone further than anyone before. And when the geysers erupted, he was spooked and transformed just kind of because he was spooked. I thought that was good.
It's a nervous twitch. Yeah. There's a landmine story that could be told for sure.
Yeah.
Cool. This is a good issue. I like it.
All right. Yeah. So it seems like, I think both issues of this arc have been, you know, pretty enjoyable. So, you know, it's nice to see things kind of on an upswing. I guess that is it for the comic review, and we'll have issue 15 next month.
All right, and let's move on to Transformers Media News.
All right, in Media News this week, we got another song that's off of that disc or album or whatever. It's called Count to 10, It's a sing-along video by Mew. I believe we have a clip. Jeremy, you want to play that clip? Eric, it's one.
Were you going to tell me ahead of time?
Two. Three.
Are you going to tell me ahead of time that you want me to play a clip?
Four. Five.
I have no idea.
Six.
Daryl supplying
seven.
His own clip.
Eight.
He's going all the way, folks. All the way.
Nine. Ten.
Daryl provided the delaying tactic to get Jeremy to cue up the clip.
Sound anything like what I thought it was. Anyway, so that's the next song on this album by Mew. Count to 10.
The story says the album, or the thing said the album came out in 2016.
Did it?
I mean, I remember the that's Rollout song came out in 2016.
All right. I guess they're just producing these sing-along videos now, maybe then.
Well, that was a full karaoke. It had the words on the video as it was.
Yeah, that's
playing.
What a sing-along video is. Yeah. But the I wasn't really aware. We were all really aware of this album, but I didn't know that this song was on it because I didn't actually get it. But
it seems to have a much, I don't know, maybe it gets better or like faster on into the song. But like, you know, some of these other songs were all, you know, pretty upbeat, and this one was just like,
but does it actually count to 10? That's what I want to know.
Well, you'll have to check the link in the show notes and report.
Yeah, I might have to.
I'm going to go ahead and recommend the Distortion Production Respect the Prime albums again, because I think they do a better job of songs inspired by Transformers media. These songs seem pretty lame, sorry to say.
If you have Spotify or anything, is look up the Constructed Cold album, and you'll be happy.
Right on. And the last thing in media news this week, we've got Cyberverse Power of the Spark episode 9 is now available on YouTube for all you Americans. Lucky you.
Yay.
Yay.
I'm American.
I got my fancy YouTubes. My episodes of a cartoon only available to me. Don't you go watch my cartoons now.
What?
What is even happening to the show?
I don't know.
Something. You guys give me the lamest section. I got to do something with it.
You volunteered for this section.
Nope. Don't do it. I'm done with this section, Jeremy. Let's move on. Don't play anything else. No more clips. Media news is done. Charles?
All right, and we will finish up the show with convention news.
All right, somewhat getting the show back on track before we end it. TF Nation has an announcement. It's the first artist guest for TF Nation 2020. They are going to have G1 artist Lee Sullivan, who is one of the first UK artists on Marvel's Transformers. He did covers and strips and eventually full interior art from 1988 onward. So it says here that he brought the feud between Megatron and Galvatron and the Mayhem Attack Squad. He's also done some further work with Titan and 3H Productions. So, yeah, I'm sure he's going to be a hugely popular guest over at TF Nation. That is it for convention news this week.
All right, and that will do it for this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode. So thanks, everyone, for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Got it.
God, I hate you.
Soundboard's working.
Play the transmissions.
Yada, 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 comic review. And let's go to Transformers Media News.
Bow, ba, down, ba, bow.
Yoshi?
Bye-bye, y'all.